when we go on this process of unification and inner union within ourselves and resourcing, and you arrive at knowing the depth of your own love within the essence of your own soul. And then how another person shows up in your life is beyond anything that we can ever comprehend. It's a magic, it's a mystery. But when you have that foundation within yourselves, it's like there's a deep peace. There's a deep knowing of who you are. There's a deep alignment with your inner and outer world. Who you are on the inside is deeply expressed on the outside. You have like all of this confidence. You're comfortable in yourself. Like you're aligned with your values, aligned with your gifts. You're like delivering your art. And all of that love affair with life that this process opens up for you means that when another arrives on your path that also holds that same frequency, that you can show up authentically and you can speak what you need, you can show your vulnerabilities, you can love fiercely and deeply. And then all of that really creates the conditions for a union that is deep and soulful. That's where like the souls of two beings can really come together. So when you're in that place, when you're resourced and you've got your foundation, you're really able to accept another person from where they are instead of like thinking of the potential or seeing the potential and waiting for that potential to actualize. And when you're rooted, like relationships can really evolve in real time instead of like a projection of what's possible, a projection of the future or based on your own egoic needs. It's like really meeting in the truth of the now, right? The truth of what's revealing itself, what this wants to become, what the meeting of these two souls awakens and creates together. That's what's possible when you're really, you've gone through this alchemical journey of union. You're available for the other person in the truth of the moment. This is what we do on the journeys of Wellspring and the Serpent Heart and Path of the Blazing Deer Heart. Is we really like the first couple of years, we're the first year we're essentially laying the inner foundation, right? We're coming to know ourselves, we're coming to know ourselves as rooted, we're coming to connect to source. We're really like laying this foundation that in itself is life-changing. And then the invitation of the second spiral is that we then descend down to the depth of our soul. And so the kind of long vision of the school is that, the men and the women are going to journey these 2 years separately. They're going to like lay their foundation. They're going to come to know the depth of their own soul. And then once that process of unification and reclamation has been enacted, then the experiment is going to be, how do we come together as masculine and feminine, as sky and earth, as man and woman, from the depth of soul? How do we practice meeting, revealing, embodying, expressing from the depth of soul? That's the expect. This is the proposed experiment of the school that is in formation and creation at the moment. And the invitation for, these spirals is that we, and these doorways, is so that we can arrive, we can meet each other in the depth of connection that we're all secretly or not so secretly yearning for. Because imagine a world, what a world we'd create if that was possible. I mean, I feel like it would completely shift the paradigm of the world.